Christ is to be exalted in our workplace, wherever it is that we have been placed by him. Listen to what Paul says in Colossians 3, 22 through 24, and he's speaking to employees. Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eye is on you and to win their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving. The key to exalting Christ in the workplace is remembering that in the final analysis, the one we are truly working for is Christ himself. I may have a manager above me. There is somebody above me that signs my checks. But when I go to work every single day, I must remember that I'm not there to work for the person who serves as a leader over me. I go there and work for Christ himself. It is Christ who we are serving, Paul says, not just the boss. And he says that if we do so, we will receive from the Lord our promised inheritance. Now, Paul also speaks to employers here. And listen to what he says in chapter 4, verse 1. Masters, provide your slaves with what is right and fair, because you know that you also have a master in heaven. Regardless of our position at the place where we work, whether we are leaders, and at what level of leadership we may serve, we must never forget that we are under the authority of a master who owns the entire world. We must never forget that. Employers, according to Paul, are told to deal equitably with their employees. They are told to be fair to their employees, to show them respect, and offer them the same treatment that they would want the Lord to show them. I don't know about you, but oftentimes, in my experience over the years, I know that employees who have worked under me often look to me for guidance and direction. Just as oftentimes, we look to our leaders for guidance and direction. As employers, and if any of us serve in a position of leadership, regardless of what that position of leadership may be, if we serve in the position of leadership, as far as the person under you is concerned, you are the employer. You may not run the company, you may not make the policies, but if you're a leader, you represent the employer, and for all intent and purpose, you are the employer to those who work under you. And Paul says that as employers or leaders, we must demonstrate Christ-like attitude towards them. Listen to this. This is profound. This is profound. Employees who work under your leadership, for them, working for you should be like working for the Lord Jesus Christ himself. An employee who works under the leadership of a Christian, for that employee, it should feel that when they come to work, they're working for Christ himself. That is how an employer is to treat an employee. And that is the attitude and treatment that the employer should have for his employee.